now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What?
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ AM 1400 in Ventura. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is the home front. All of my guests are discussing subjects that are near or about the home. My first guest is an expert in kitchen design. We learned what changes you need to make to the kitchen that are most important to you. My second guest has been living off the power grid for more than 14 years. He taught us about alternative energy use and changing our lifestyle. My next guest is the director of IRA lending for North American Savings Bank. He's an expert on individual retirement accounts. He'll explain how to use your IRA to maximize your profits. And as always, if you want to join the conversation, and you can call us at 639-0008. Matt Allen is nationally recognized speaker and author on the subject of IRA non-recourse loans. He's the co-author of the book Leverage Your IRA, Maximize Your Profits with Real Estate. Matt is a graduate of the University of Missouri. Go Tigers. He has been instrumental in launching the first nationwide non-recourse loan program for self-directed IRAs, and he teaches investors how to compound their retirement money while diversifying into real estate. Welcome to the show, Matt. How are you today?
Great, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's our pleasure. Thank you for being an expert on this. And let's just start, if we can, with a history lesson about IRAs. IRAs were first introduced underneath President Gerald Ford as a way for individuals to provide for their own retirement instead of relying on company pensions. IRAs have had several intended and some unintended consequences as well. Can you give us sort of a highlight of the history of the IRA and where we are today with individual retirement accounts?
Sure, absolutely. The IRA was created in 1974, as you mentioned. And, you know, at that time, it was an opportunity for individuals to save on their own for when they do retire and not rely so much on pension plans. And in 1974, you know, the traditional IRA, what most of us are aware of, was introduced. And also, there's a self-directed IRA. And most people aren't aware that you can actually invest in other things besides stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. And that's kind of what I'm an expert on, is how you can invest in other asset classes besides that with your retirement.
Well, and you bring up an interesting point just in talking in general about the history of the IRA, that the IRAs do invest in stocks and bonds. And one of the unintended consequences of the development of IRAs was the fact that almost every American got into the stock market at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting, but it's going to create an interesting paradigm on the back end, because beginning last year in 2009, baby boomers are going to start removing or withdrawing their money from IRAs. What do you think some of the unintended consequences are going to happen as these baby boomers get older and retire and start to take out that IRA money?
Well, I think a lot of them, you know, they have concerns. Those that are baby boomers and retiring, some of them have been burned in the last 3 or 4 years with the stock market, and they're really looking for different options and you know, not quite sure what to do. They don't want to put all their eggs in one basket, so to speak. And, you know, they're talking to financial planners, and just a concern, am I going to have enough money to retire on once I do actually retire? So a lot of people are looking to be proactive and make their own investment choices, and they're looking for those alternative assets like real estate. Some people are starting their own companies, starting banks. You know, there's a multitude of different options you can do with a self-directed IRA.
All right, well, talk to us a little bit, Matt, if you will, about self-directed IRAs, because most people think that you take your money, you put it in your IRA, they invest it for you, and the deal is done. What is a self-directed IRA? What are some of the benefits there?
Sure, and I'll give a little bit of background. You know, some people are listening, and they'll probably say, well, I have a self-directed IRA. It might be with a large brokerage like a Schwab or a company similar, and that may be true, but the self-directed IRA that they offer, it only allows you to make investment choices that they offer. So the portfolio that they offer, like stocks and bonds and mutual funds, where a truly self-directed IRA is an IRA product that allows you to invest in anything except for life insurance and collectibles. So if you think about that, that really opens it up. So if you can't invest in life insurance and collectibles, well, some of the things you can invest in, and some of the more popular options are real estate. People are buying tax liens. They're buying mortgage notes. I mentioned people are starting their own company. People are actually buying cattle. And you can actually loan out your IRA funds and earn an interest rate. So if you have somebody that's looking for a small loan, you can actually loan out your self-directed funds, draw up a promissory note, and charge, you know, an interest rate that you'd like to earn. and then your IRA would earn that interest itself.
Well, now let me ask you a question, Matt, and hone in on this a little bit if I could, please.
Sure.
Let's say I wanted to loan myself money. I had a company, mm-hmm. and that company was incorporated, or perhaps it was a sole proprietorship, whatever it is, though. I wanted to take money out of my IRA and loan it to myself. Can I do that?
That is prohibited. There are some rules and restrictions put in place by the IRS. You can't benefit personally from it. So you can't loan yourself money, or with real estate, you can't buy or sell to your IRA. There's a list of disqualified individuals, and basically it's yourself, your spouse, and then if you go up or down your family tree, so your parents, your grandparents, your children, your grandchildren, you can't deal with any of those disqualified individuals. So everybody else is fair game, but you know, if you own a business, you want to loan your IRA funds, that would not be allowed.
All right, there goes my bubble, Matt. You just popped the bubble right there on radio. That's a shame. But let's talk a little bit about these IRA non-recourse loans. Now, that's a mouthful. What is an IRA non-recourse loan? It sounds kind of intimidating.
Well, most people, when they're purchasing real estate, they'll sign a personal guarantee on that promissory note. So, let's see, I'm in Missouri. Somebody closes a deal on a single-family home that they're going to live in, owner-occupied. On the personal guarantee, or on the promissory note, they're signing a guarantee that if something happens and that property goes into foreclosure, then the lender can go after their personal assets, whether it's their automobile, their checking account, their savings account, to recover any losses they couldn't recoup from the sale of the home. Well, with a non-recourse loan, there is no guarantee. So that's really the only difference. It shouldn't be intimidating. It's just that there's no guarantee signed by you or your IRA account. So if the property does go into foreclosure, then the lender can only take back the property into foreclosure. If they can't recover their losses, then that's just they're out of luck.
Okay, so that sounds actually very good. That sounds beneficial in some ways. Mm-hmm. So tell us, I mean, just bring it down to a practical level, if you will, sure. for my listeners. What are some people doing with these self-directed loan IRAs and some of these non-recourse loans?
Sure. To simplify it, people are buying investment real estate within their retirement account. So somebody that's familiar with real estate, they're an expert on it, or maybe somebody that's looking to purchase their first investment property, they should say look at their IRA account as an option. Let's keep it simple. Somebody's buying a $100,000 single-family home in Missouri, an investment real estate home. They put $50,000 down from their IRA, so it's coming out of the IRA account for the down payment, but it's not considered a distribution. And then North American Savings Bank, who I work for, we loan non-recourse to the IRA. So the IRA can actually leverage their purchase if they don't have enough to pay for it 100% cash. So that really is an opportunity for people out there that don't have all those funds to help, you know, their rate of return by using leverage. And so then the IRA pays the monthly mortgage payment, and then all your rents go back into that IRA. You know, and somebody's probably, you know, why would I want to do that in my IRA? Well, you still get the same tax benefit. So you're buying that property, and if it's a Roth IRA, everything is tax-free. So you're growing that retirement plan tax-free with another asset class besides, you know, the normal securities, the stocks and bonds. So that's what we see a lot. You know, we've been doing this since 2004, and I mentioned, you know, 1974, you've been able to buy real estate within an IRA account. It's just until recently that we came out with this option where you can use leverage.
I see. We're talking to Matt Allen, everybody. He is author of the book, Leverage Your IRA, Maximize Your Profits with Real Estate. Mm-hmm. And Matt, I got to ask you, how risky is taking out an IRA non-recourse loan?
Well, you know, with any investment, there's going to be risk. And with this type of loan, because it is non-recourse, we require at least 30% down on single-family homes. So you're going to have, you know, a healthy portion down, whether it's 30, 40%. I would say our average loan-to-value is closer to 60%. So most people put 40% down. We want to make sure the property has positive cash flow. And then we also want to make sure you have enough reserves in your account. Since your IRA is responsible for the mortgage payment and all expenses, it's, you know, definitely a benefit to make sure that you have some emergency funds. So, you know, most people, they hold on tight to their retirement funds. They look at them closely as it was, you know, compared to their personal funds. So, you know, it's been a very good loan for us because most people are guarding these and making sure that they're making their payments on time, because they don't want to lose that retirement that they've saved up for their whole life.
No, absolutely not, Matt. But, I mean, let me ask you, on these self-directed IRAs and these non-recourse loans, most people are investing in real estate. Really? I mean, the real estate market's been battered over the last 3 years. What makes it a good investment vehicle for the IRA non-recourse loan, particularly
now? That's a good point. You might think, investors, why would they want to invest right now? Well, you think about it. When stocks are down, that's an excellent time to buy when they're low. Same with real estate. You know, the prices have dropped dramatically. So you're able to get that better cash flow now because you're buying them at a much lower price. So we've actually seen an adverse effect where it's increased lately in the last, let's say, 12 to 18 months, because so many investors know that the deals are out there to be had, and a lot of them want to grow them tax-free or tax-deferred in their retirement plan.
All right. All right. I can see that. We're talking to Matt Allen, everybody, and we're talking about self-directed IRAs. Now, because of the economic collapse of 2007 to 2009, a lot of people lost a portion of their net worth. I mean, can some of these vehicles that you're talking about help people to make up some of the losses that they lost in the downturn?
Yeah, I would recommend to your listeners, you know, educate themselves first. They need to read up on this. It is a new idea for most U.S. citizens. So, you know, learn, do your own due diligence. Don't rely on your financial planner or your CPA, but look at different asset classes. And you know, there's a bunch of good books out there. You know, we have our book, Leverage Your IRA. There's another book, IRA Wealth, that explains it in detail. But there's so many different investment classes you can invest in with your retirement plan that people are seeing a larger rate of return with some of these, real estate, you know, buying notes, tax liens, than they would in the normal stock market.
Well, tax liens, you bring that up as an instrument. Explain what a tax lien is, because here in California, we do not have tax liens. You cannot buy that as an investment class. So people, some people listening to the sound of my voice may not know what that is.
Sure, a tax lien, you know, most, when you have buy a piece of real estate, you have to pay real estate taxes. Well, for those that are delinquent that haven't been paid, the county, they need their money on a monthly and annual basis to keep expenses or keep costs moving through in that particular area. So if a real estate tax for a specific piece of real estate is delinquent, then they will sell those at an auction. Most states will sell them at an auction, either online or at your county doorsteps. And so people will purchase those tax liens with the percent of interest that they'll earn. Some states pay up to 15 to 16%. Each state's going to be a little bit different. So what happens is you'll get that monthly, I guess when the tax lien is paid off, then you would get the money back plus any interest that would have accrued over that time period. So a lot of people are using that as an investment vehicle, too, just because the interest rate, you know, it can vary from 5 up to 16-17%, depending on the state.
Mm-hmm. So that means, if I'm hearing you correctly, Matt, that means that you can go invest in one of these tax liens that you buy on the steps of the courthouse, figuratively speaking, of course, and you can actually buy a house for whatever the taxes are, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, you can buy a $100,000 home?
Well, actually, what would take place, you're going to own that tax lien, and if it doesn't get paid on time, then you know this. You would own that piece of real estate because you're in first position. So there is an opportunity to actually take that piece of property back if the taxes are not paid in a timely manner. So you know that doesn't. It probably happens less than 5%, but it can happen. Most people are in this to earn that interest rate of, let's say, an average 10%. Just because they like that consistent 10% where they don't have the fluctuation with some other markets.
Right. So worst case scenario, you get paid back your full money plus 10% interest.
Yes.
Best case scenario, which isn't the best case for the homeowner, but it is for you as the investor, you actually get the house at
That's
the
right.
end of the process.
Absolutely.
All right. Good. We're talking to Matt Allen, everybody. Matt, now you're also the director of IRA lending for North American Savings Bank. That's the institution that you work for. Many of us listening to the sound of your voice right now are outside of Missouri. Tell us a little bit about North American Savings Bank.
Sure. North American Savings Bank, we're a federal savings bank. We were founded in 1927, and we lend in all 50 states. I'm sure a lot of the listeners are familiar with LendingTree.com.
Sure.
We're the number one lender on LendingTree.com. So we close over $2 billion a year in residential loans. And then we also have some niche products like our IRA non-recourse loans. You know, we're the nation's expert on this. We were the first to go nationwide with this type of product. We also have deposit branches throughout the state of Missouri, and we're publicly traded on NASDAQ under NASB.
NASB, so you can find it out there as well. Well, interesting. Now, how did you, leaving the University of Missouri, decide that you wanted to go into the banking industry, Matt?
Well, as far as the University of Missouri, you know, I majored in marketing and, you know, worked out. I got a job here at North American Savings Bank back in 2003, and we launched this particular program, and it was just the right fit for me. And ever since, I've been traveling nationwide speaking on this topic, and we realized that most people have no idea that you can buy real estate in IRA. So we decided to write this book just to really spread the awareness and get it out into some of the major media, in hopes that it gets out in some of the major media, because we just feel it's something people should at least know about and have that opportunity.
Well, you're absolutely right. Many of my listeners didn't know about it. That's why I invited you on the show. We've been talking to Matt Allen, everybody, author of the book, Leverage Your IRA, Maximize Your Profits with Real Estate. Matt, if people wanted to learn more or were interested in what you were saying, where would you direct them to go?
The first spot would be iralending.com. They can find more information about this particular type of transaction. There's a podcast, an FAQ page. And then also, for the listeners out there, the first 10 people that like us on Facebook, we have a website, facebook.com/IRA lending, we'll give out a free copy of the book.
So wonderful.
If you are one of the first 10 people to like us on our Facebook page, we'll mail you a copy. And just either email me your mailing address or put it on Facebook. I send a message through Facebook, and we'll send that out to them.
Thanks so much, Matt. Sure. We're going to have to end it there. We've been talking to Matt Allen, everybody, from Missouri. Thanks so much for being my guest today, and we'll talk to you down the road.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
And that brings us to the end of another session of Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on every day, Monday through Friday.